have my pricing director, Tyler, here, jumping on the line to answer any questions that you may have. One moment. He's jumping in.
Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Brenda?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Brenda. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing for the state of New Hampshire. How's your day going?
Hi. I'm doing good. It's going good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Happy Friday to you. Just overall here.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I'm sorry?
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Well, Brenda, it's a pleasure overall here. I know you were speaking with Maria. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Absolutely. She's great. Yep.
Perfect. Now, I know she brought me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction with you, but before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how the program works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price?
No, she kind of explained it all. She kind of told me the whole thing about it.
Understood. Okay, alrighty. Well, the major benefit to the position is it did just become available within our company, so we are filling it today within the area. Once we would if we were to begin working with your company on the front page of Google and Bing, what we're going to do, Brenda, is close out the category, and we're not going to be working with anybody else that does what you do, making the position fully exclusive. Now, we do offer the services with a 2-month verbal agreement. That does make us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month comfortably, it's up to us to provide your results within that time frame, the 2 months. So, and now also, the platinum package is what you qualified for. It does hold a lot more than just the first page placement. This would get you a website built for your business and also other tools that Google looks for in order to help rank companies higher on the front page of Google. Now, normally, without any of the discounts, I'm going to make it very affordable for you, but normally, without any of the discounts, it runs at the original rate of $599 with a $299 programming fee. That's what consumers see on our website. But what I'm able to do for you is I'm able to waive the programming fee entirely and reduce the cost all the way down to $199, giving you $400 off, but also waiving the setup fee. And that's out the door. It would be locked in at that discounted rate, and it would never change on you.
All right, so that with that, it goes on. If someone types my business in, it comes automatically on Google.
Correct.
My name will pop up.
Yes, ma'am. And it also would get that, not only would that get you on the front page of Google, but it would get you on the front page of Bing as well. And it would also get you a website built for the business. That way consumers have something to land on when they're doing a search for your services. So we would also send you over an example of how it looks on the, it only takes us 5 business days to build you one. And on the 5th business day, we would send you over an example of how it looks and get your approval on it. Once we get your approval on it, that way you like how it looks and you don't want anything else added on there, we would start attaching it to all of the listings. Now,
Anything you put out, I have to approve everything you put out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't promote anything without your approval first. Mm-hmm. And then not only are you going to be placed on the search engines with the website attached to both of them, but we would also be placing your company on 60 different directories. Now, these are directories that are Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help companies rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also be providing for you is programming your company to show up into the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody's doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their locations typically always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we do is mobily optimize your business. That way you do appear to show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, Android, and we cover you on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we're going to literally cover all of your bases. Okay. Now, we also offer targeted marketing. So I see that you offer a 50-mile radius. Now, do you cap it off at the 50-mile radius, or does it really just depend on the job and how far you decide to travel?
I cap it off there.
Okay, wonderful. So basically, what we also implement is called Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads would get you found up to a 50-mile radius, and what we would also allow you to do is, and how they benefit you is they allow you to hand-select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in within that 50 miles. The reason being is because you may know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you, but the areas that bring you a larger amount of income overall. So the goal for us over here is to program you into the areas making the most bang for your buck. And then also, Brenda, we get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody goes online and they really don't know a name of a company to utilize, they're normally going to go to their smartphones and they're going to type in, well, I see here that you offer a couple different services. You do some deep cleaning. You do some handyman services. Also, plaster, interior painting, stuff like that.
The plaster is not no more. He left my company, so he's not with me anymore, so plaster is done.
Okay, so it's just like the deep cleaning and the interior painting?
Yeah, interior painting, deep cleaning, handyman, it's all still there.
Okay. Understood. Okay. All right. So if you're not offering the plaster, what we would do is get you found for the keywords that you're still offering. So we would get you found for deep cleaning. If anybody types in handyman services, interior painting, like room painting, you know, home painting, keywords like that will get you found as soon as those phrases are typed into the search bar.
Okay.
Now, I do have a question for you, Brenda. At the discounted rate of $199, I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, of course, but how many clients do you think we would have to bring you every month in order to offset the cost of the program and make it become profitable for you?
I would like to have at least 15 more clients on top of what I have. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, definitely realistic and doable. I mean, amongst others, of course. The reason I did ask that question to begin with is because I did type in the broad service handyman services into our analytics. I wanted to see how many searches were conducted in the Guilford area, but I also typed it into a 50-mile radius outside of the area, since that's the area that you like to target within. And it shows me right here. Handyman services has been searched 1,213 times. This is in the last 30 days. Now, I don't want to mislead you, Brenda, and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,200 phone calls towards your company. That's not realistic whatsoever.
I don't want that.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. But what I'm trying to get at here is, it is our job to put you in front of a percentage of the searches to bring you the 15 more clients that you're looking for. Now, the way we would go about doing that for you is we go into each individual area and we would program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for your services. Once we program your company and get you found in front of the eyes that are already looking for the services you're offering, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. And we also found out is by having the phone call come directly to you by a consumer that's already out there looking for the services you're offering, there's going to be a very likely chance that you land that job as well. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing that search, of course. But again, Brenda, you know, that's why we offer the services here with a 2-month verbal agreement to start off with. It does strictly make us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years over here, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the third month moving forward, it's up to us to provide you results within that first 2-month time frame. But I'm sure with all of the services that are included, you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it will work for your business, right?
Okay, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, Brenda. I can definitely tell you that. But what I would have to do here on the front end to make sure that we have everything accurate here so we're representing you properly, I just got to verify some business information. Okay?
Okay.
Now for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 781-467-9298, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we also have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's where Google gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that the business is located. I found the address listed for it as 27 Falls Avenue. Is that a storefront business location or is it a home?
No, that's changed. No, it's changed now.
Oh, what is the current address?
No, it's 52 Orchard Hill Road in Belmont, New Hampshire.
Orchard Hill Road, you said?
Yep.
And Belmont, New Hampshire?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, give me one second here. And then also, for the account purposes, Brenda, what's your last name?
Hanson.
Hansen?
Yeah, S-E-N.
S-E-N, gotcha. Okay, thank you for the clarification. And then also in the Belfort, the Belmont address, what would be the address there? Or the zip code, I'm sorry.
03220.
Gotcha. Okay, so I have 52 Orchard Hill, Belmont, New Hampshire, 03220?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then also, what would be the best email address to use for you or your business, Brenda?
It's my name, Brenda Hansen. My name. 13@yahoo.com.
All right, yahoo.com. Okay, and then what are your hours of operation for the business? How would you like it shown?
It's 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. Is that Monday through Sunday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday. Okay, perfect. All right, and then when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
Either by check or Venmo is the best way.
Check or Venmo, okay. All righty. And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there for your business? Like, did you have a Facebook, an Instagram, anything like that?
I have Facebook.
You have a Facebook. Okay, perfect. All righty. Yep. And then also, Brenda, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Either one.
Either one? Okay. All righty. Mm-hmm. And then what I'm doing for you right now, since either one works, is I'm sending you over an email. The email is going to give you two forms of contact. This way, each and every time you try to call one of these numbers, you can reach a live agent over here. That way, if it's something that needs to be changed or adjusted, it could be done immediately for you. All righty. Now, you'll notice client support's number will be at the very top of the email. And if you scroll down a little bit further, you're going to see my phone number that's located with my extension as well. All right,
okay.
So
thank
I just press it. You're very welcome. I just press the send button for you right now, and it does show me that the email did send over to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the $199 rate. Brenda, in order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for you?
I'm going to put my credit card right now.
Okay, now does the credit card read with your name on it and the business name on it, or does it just have one or the other?
It's just my name.
And just your name?
Yep.
Okay, and is there any middle initial on the card?
No.
Okay, and the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on.
Yep, take your time.
It's 5424.
Okay.
1814.
Okay.
0833.
Okay.
5.
I'm sorry, what was the last four?
5805.
5805. And the expiration month and year, please?
It's 83124.
8 of 24, and the CVC that's on the back, the 3-digit code?
It's 594.
594. And is that car connected to the address, the 52 Orchard Hill Road?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay, and then what I'm doing right now is we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is going to be coded out. But before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a MasterCard since it starts with the 5424-1814-0833-5805. And then I have 8 of 24 and 594. Okay. All right. Now, the card is coded out. Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm going to be going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement while I put together your package. Okay. If there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just stop me right then and there, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way, you have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it's pretty self-explanatory. Okay, Brenda? But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Central Ice Home Services.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Brenda Hanson, the owner.
Thank you very much, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility from our company, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But Brenda, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's April 15th, 2022, and it's going to be charged in the very discounted amount of non-refundable amount of $199. This would be a reoccurring payment. When your term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 15th, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $199. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you would contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. I have a question. Can I ask?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if I'm not satisfied, I can cancel at any time, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All we ask for is that you give us a call 3 days before the next billing would be due. Okay. That way we can opt you out of the services and you're not billed for the next oncoming month.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Mm-hmm. All right. Give me 2 seconds here. I'm still putting together the finishing, the final touches on the package here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then while I wait for the confirmation from my finance department, what I'm going to be doing is setting you up for what we call our client interview. The client interview process, that's when you actually do the fun stuff. You're going to sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming to work in, and also just a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Now, Brenda, we are late in the day here, so I'm not going to be able to get you in today, so I'm going to have to push it out until Monday on the 18th. However, I do have most of the day available on that day. Now, right now, I believe it's around 3:55, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how does 11 a.m. sound on Monday the 18th?
Perfect. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here. I'm sorry. What was that?
My phone's always on me. I work from home.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, it's just a phone interview. You don't need to be around a computer or anything like that. So it's going to work out perfectly. And then what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you over a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just going to let you know about the time of the client interview. That's coming on the 18th. And then just to clarify the number they're going to be contacting you on, it's the 781-467-9298. Okay, just kind of let you know there. All righty.
Yep.
Well, 2 more seconds while I get that sent out to you.
I'm sorry. I'm call coming in at the same time.
I'm sorry about that. We're almost done here. Okay.
No, I'm trying to answer phone calls at the same time. I'm just texting. Sorry.
It's definitely okay. I just, to let you know, I did get that, I got that calendar invite sent out to you, letting you know about the client interview tomorrow, or on the 18th, excuse me. And then also, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through at $199, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service.
Thank you.
Of course.
I hope so. God, I hope so. Thank you.
Absolutely, Brenda. You're very welcome. Like I said, if you give it the full 2 months, like I said, we have that verbal agreement that we do have with you. But if you do give it that full time frame, you're going to be very happy with the services. But I do need you for another 2 or 3 minutes. I need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. Now, are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, I can. Yep.
Okay. You should have one from me that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
What is it called under? I have some emails. You have no idea. All right, Local Splash. Yeah, got it.
Okay, perfect. Now, you see, if you scroll, go into the invoice form, about the fifth line down from the top, you'll see, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Nope, hold on a second. Sorry. I don't know if that's username. What the hell? Is that my email?
Yeah, it's in your email, so it should say, like, Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Right, they're asking my email address, so I have to type this in.
What's it having you type in? Because that's not normally something you have to do.
It told me to type in my password and my email, and it's not going
to... No. Does it say username and password?
Yeah.
Okay, so you already followed the steps where it said you signed your name and everything like that?
I did that.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm sorry about that. So, yeah, so the username and the password, I'm sorry. That's why it's not working for you. That's something that we provide for you. So the Local Splash... Yeah, the Local Splash username... is going to be your phone number.
I got another email, so on there now. And what am I looking for?
Let's start over from the beginning, Brenda. Go back, close everything out, and go back to your emails for me.
All right, I'm here.
Okay, now you see the email that's sent over to you from us that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Yes.
I need you to pull that one up for me. Let me know when it's open.
Open.
Okay, perfect. About the fifth line down from the top, there's a little link that says, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
It says signature. That's it.
Try to do it from your text messages. You should have a text message that says, it's pretty easy. I mean, it's just, all you got to do is click on that little link, and then you sign your name, and you confirm it, and then that's basically it.
It's not going through. They want username and password again.
Yes, and that's the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, and the password is going to be created for you and given to you on the 18th at the time of the client interview. That's why it's not allowing you to get into it.
But I can't do nothing other than that.
Excuse me?
Hold on a second. I did that whole
it
thing.
It shows me that you already signed the signature, so we're already good. Everything's all set.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Everything is all set, Brenda. So, but I do always like to ask all of my clients before we disconnect and my agents give them a call. Did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you, though, in the meantime?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, if you happen to have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way while utilizing the services, please feel free to call in. You do have those numbers at your email in your email at your disposal. Please feel free to call in if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. Other than that, just wait for that call on Monday the 18th, and we'll get the rest of this rolling for you. Okay.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you for your time, Brenda. We appreciate your business, and you have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Bye-bye.